This episode was recorded August 3rd, 2021. Welcome back to another episode of Pinkies Up. I'm Emma.
And this is Jada.
And this week we are doing the last time you game.
Ooh.
So I know it sounds weird. It sounds like I didn't finish my sentence. No, this is a game that I've seen online on like some magazine websites. But basically, Jada and I have a bunch of questions that we've compiled. And so basically, we're just going to ask each other questions the last time we did blank
and it situation. You know, Emma has a tendency of holding out a little bit. So
whoa. Excuse me. Like when?
Like the one time you say, never have I ever. Yeah. Yeah. You know what's crazy, you guys? I never remember episodes, but I remember that one. Anyway, you know what's crazy? When I said the I totally felt like Jim Carrey, you know?
That's anyway. Good. That's good.
But let's get into it.
Shall I do you want to start or should I start?
Since you start the intro, let me carry the baton for you. Okay. When is the last time you danced?
The last time I danced?
Yeah.
Honestly, this morning. Here's the thing. I'm unapologetically, I like love to dance like right before I go downstairs to shower. I love to like dance in the morning. Honestly, if I just have some free time, I'll just put on some music and dance in my room. Am I a good dancer? No, but
it doesn't matter. You're dancing.
No, I just sometimes you just feel it, you know?
Exactly. What song were you dancing to, if I may ask?
Ooh, I gotta think. Ooh, I've got like 3 songs that I've like that I'm like obsessed with right now.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, 2. No, wait, 3, 2, 2, 2. Uh-huh. Spaceman by Fits in the Tantrums.
Uh-huh.
I really, really like that song. It's just so fun. So Spaceman, and then I gotta think. I think it's by this artist named Avner. I don't know if I'm saying it right. It's Aver, featuring Ida Sax, I think it is. But the song's literally called Dancing.
Mm-hmm.
But those 2 songs I've been obsessed with lately.
I actually danced probably like, okay, what time did I get home? Well, no, I've been home all day because I was working. Okay, so around like 12 or something, I think Megan's song, the newest one, if you guys know, you know, Hands on My Knees. And it started playing.
Jada.
It was on the other, look, man. Got out the shower, I had clothes on, I was feeling clean, and I heard it in the other room, and then it went from there, you know.
I mean, honestly, just like life's too short not to dance, just like play music you love and have fun.
Exactly.
You don't have to be like a top grade dancer.
If you want to gyrate, then gyrate, okay?
Exactly. Do what you want.
All right, so what's your question?
When was the last time you tidied your room or your desk?
Literally this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not to say I'm a clean freak, but I can't think if the room is a mess. Like, if it's like a book here, a book there, maybe the blanket's a little crooked, I can live. But if the whole bed is not made up and I see shoes scattered and like jackets on the floor, and no, thank you. I do it every day. I have to.
Oh, wow. I think the last time I cleaned my desk was, I think, was it last Thursday?
For shame. I'm kidding.
No, my desk. No, I mean, I'm looking at my desk right now and I've kind of just piled some stuff on it because I was so happy because I had my books stacked up, but I was like, I got to kind of go through my desk drawer because it can kind of get messy and I just was throwing stuff in there.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to take some stuff out, and I threw away some things and I kind of organized it, but then I threw some stuff on my desk, but it's stuff that I can very easily, because, you know, getting ready for like college and whatever. So like, I'm just like going to take some stuff off, you know, and you know, it's a very easy fix. It's like I can just take some stuff off and it's clean.
Right,
so
right.
We're good. We're good. But yeah, it was, I think, last Thursday.
Okay. When's the last time you took a hot, long shower?
Ooh. I mean, I shower every day.
As
but,
you should.
And I take hot showers every day, but a hot, long shower?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Maybe Sunday, I think.
That's fair.
Okay, well, guys, okay, just as we're recording this on a Tuesday, so, like, and depending on when you listen to this,
That's okay. I get you there. Okay, she'll be like,
yeah, Sunday. Depending on when you're listening to this, it could have been a couple weeks ago or whatever. But anyway, this, we're recording this on a Tuesday, so that's all you need to know. So, yeah, but I think it was on Sunday. You know, just it just felt nice, and I just wanted to take a long hot shower. That's
me,
the best ever.
I try to watch out for the environment, so I keep my hot showers to a minimum. Plus,
wow, Jada, you're really just calling me out. She's like, ooh, you got to be honest, but also you're terrible. It's the environment.
Hey man, it's okay. And plus, I'm in Florida, so it's always hot.
Oh,
so it's kind of counterproductive to take a hot heat wave. Just, you know, no. So I usually do like once a week, and that depends how my muscles are feeling. I usually like to take cold showers. Mm-hmm. I like cold showers to keep me up, especially at night. Let me tell you guys, I know it's gonna be like, ooh, you're waking up, but once you get into a cold room, it's some cozy clothes, and you just took a shower and cold water, is the best sleep ever. I guarantee. Anyways, but yes, that's
your hot shower is like literally just showering outside.
Oh yeah, I didn't tell you when the last Florida. Time. That was literally what today. Yeah. So, but I mean, yeah. Hot shower the last time. When was it? Well, mm-hmm. Well today's Tuesday, right? So I'm probably gonna be taking a long hot shower, and probably depends on how hard I work.
Yeah, for real.
So, that's funny. Emma said Sunday. I'm gonna be like, yeah, it's gonna happen on Friday. Just give me a minute.
Friday's hot shower day.
Hey.
When was the last time you forgot to do something?
Oh, that was literally today too. no. You guys, Emma has to remind me. Okay, you know, you would think that we have like what, almost 30 episodes on our podcast, you know? That like you mm-hmm. like I would just remember. No. I'd be caught in the wind. So I totally forgot. And Emma's like, yeah.
Well, day. I do that just because in case like if something comes up, you know, I'll be like, oh hey, no big deal. And it's Emma, not like, hey, I gotta remind subtle. You.
She's very subtle, but it's like the way Emma does it, she's like, hey.
No, I'm literally like today. Literally I texted Jada today and I was like, so we still on for recording? And she was like, oh yeah, we are.
Yeah, I said, okay, yeah. And she said, okay, well, this is what we're doing. I said, bet. The way we talk, you would think that we don't like each other, but it's love.
Oh no, there are some times where we do like a lot of the emojis and whatever, and it's like really,
and then
really
sometimes
cute, you know?
It's either emojis and then it's like no emojis, and it's like, you good,
or
bro?
It's literally just like Jay's like, yeah, mm-hmm.
And then she's like, she's like, okay, cool, all right, yeah, see you, you know, and it's, that's just us, and it's great.
It
okay.
is. I think the last time I forgot something was like last night.
Really? What did
I
you
think...
forget?
Oh, I forgot to, like, I get very distracted, so I was, like, reading at night, so I was, like, reading, and then all of a sudden, I was like, I want to update something on my computer or whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I was, like, then I got distracted on, like, Instagram, mm-hmm. and the next thing you know, I'm,
boom.
Like, in
lost
Instagram,
in the tunnel.
and then I was, like, okay, I'm gonna go back to reading now, and I was, like, wasn't there something I had to do? I was, like, oh, like, right before I went to bed, so I was, like, oh, okay, yeah.
That's
so, yeah.
Funny. Okay. When's the last time you went window shopping?
Ooh, window shopping?
Mm-hmm.
When was that the last time I
oh,
went
she had
window
think about
shopping?
She said, wait a minute.
Last Wednesday.
Okay.
Because last Wednesday I was with my roommate. She came to visit me. And we were shopping for stuff for our dorm room, and we were walking around downtown, so I was kind of just like looking at stuff as like we were like walking by. So yeah, last Wednesday was last time I went window shopping. All right,
now is it still window shopping if you're shopping on a computer, or is that just warp surfing? Is there a difference?
I mean, if your computer is a Windows.
I mean, oh.
I'm sorry. That was
okay.
So
that was great. Oh my god.
No, that was so bad.
Yeah, my
if
eyes.
You have multiple windows open, multiple tabs.
She said it.
I'm sorry, that was so bad.
It's great. You know what? I appreciate it.
Anyways,
these
thanks for you listening, you guys.
That's it. Show's over here. Anyways. That was great. That was you guys, that was unscripted right there. Pure comedy. Anyway.
peak improv.
Right there. I think the last time I probably went window shopping was like maybe a month ago.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm an online shopper. I'm gonna be real with you. So yeah, I don't really, and plus with COVID, hey, no, not attacking you, but I just if I don't have to, and I have no reason, especially if I don't have anyone to go with, I'm putting my life on the line by myself. It's like, it's not worth it.
You know, like, I'm going out to the battlefield alone.
Exactly. So, you know what? I got this laptop right here, and these PJs, I will enjoy myself in the comfort and the safety of my home. So, no. But, yeah, your question.
When was the last time you changed your life plans?
Oof, that was like, what, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, really?
Literally. Wait, no, time out. No, it's been longer. A month ago. There you go.
Okay.
It was a month ago. So, you guys, I was, like, with my brother, and I was, like, living with him in our, like, our little apartment. Yes, you guys, I was adulting. Anyways.
You literally said that with a shiver. We cannot see each other right now, but I know you're like, ooh, like, no, cringe shiver.
That's literally what I did for a good couple of months, and it was great and all. I did it, you know, working and all that, but I decided with college coming, it's heart paying bills and going to school. I did it like the last couple months of like my senior year, but it was no fun. So I was like, So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go home and, you know, just save money and live better at Walmart. Just kidding. But with my mom.
That was good too. God, Gina, you and I are on like fire today with our comedy. It's not good comedy, but you know, hey.
It's there, you know? Yeah, I moved back, and now I'm basically going to be home and going to school and probably doing some interning and stacking my money. So that was a big life change, because I was like, I had freedom, and now I'm like, you know, compromise.
Hustle.
You know, the bustle. Anyways, my turn, right? Is it me or is it you?
Well, I got to figure, I don't know when the last time I changed my life plans were.
When you decided to speak on the speech, when you're like, oh I'm going to do
what was just that? Are we considering that like a life plan? That was more like a spur of the moment plan.
That really was a spur of the moment. Okay, what is your life plan? Talk to me.
My life plan, well, see, like, that makes sense for you, because like, you didn't know where you were wanting to live. I mean,
yeah.
Life plan wise, probably like 3 years ago when I decided I wanted to become an author and a screenwriter, because ever since then I've been very much of a like a planner and, you know, like getting ready. Well, I guess maybe getting, no, we won't say that's 3 years ago. I'd probably say maybe like in November, December, when I was like applying to colleges, because I would say that's a life plan thing, you know, you gotta figure out what you want to do. So I would definitely say maybe like November, December, when I was like finally accepted to the college that I really, really wanted to go to. So
yeah, it's there. Okay, what's the next?
It's your turn.
Yeah, it's me, baby. When is the last time you screamed because you were scared? I know the answer.
I know the answer to this one, too. I think it was like, oh, God, it was like 3 weeks ago at the time of this recording. But Jaden and I, you guys won't hear this until probably like our like year recap or whatever, like our first birthday or whatever.
Yes.
That's what I'm gonna call it for now. But Jada and I were recording, we were recording the what episode? We were recording the best friend challenge. And we were like, we were just recording it, and if you're a really good fan and you'll go back and listen to it. Well, don't go back and listen to it, but like if you remember, there's a part where maybe it sounds like the audio changes. It's because when we finished this question, Jada and I were recording, and two of my friends came over, and I did not hear them coming up the stairs because Jaden and I record with earbuds in.
Yes.
And they kicked down the door, and I swear they kicked down the door. Like, it was like the FBI.
She screamed like bloody murder. Like, my gosh, my ear. I was so scared. No, because I was like, you know, in the movies, like, the girl gets kidnapped, and it's like, no! You know, and I was like, what's happening?
Like, no, oh, so that blooper will definitely be we're definitely planning like once we've had our podcast
you guys
for a year.
Can just hear it, just me, are good, are
you guys
good,
will
bro?
And we'll give in some commentary here and there, but
that'll be great.
Definitely, that was one episode where I was like really freaking out.
Okay, the last time I screamed because I was scared, what was it? I think, oh, when I was driving like 5 days ago. And I saw, look, I was on the highway, right? Because I had to go on the highway to get to work. And there was a spider. Oh, my God. Mm-mm. I almost crashed the car.
Oh, my God, Jada.
No, because you guys, I'm deathly afraid of spiders. And this big, this, excuse my French, but this fudging thing was on my shoulder.
No.
I almost crashed a car. I kid you not. And this little thing's on me, and I screamed, and the people looked at me, and I was shaking it out. Get that. Yeah. Well, anyways,
if it was spider related, girl.
I feel like spider... my soul almost flew up my mouth. You know, like the anime, just whoop. Yes.
Do you know when that happened to me? When I was out talking with my aunt outside, like 2 or 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I looked down and there was a spider in my cleavage.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, that will... I think I might have accidentally flashed my aunt because I was like freaking out trying to get the spider like
out of
my boobs.
Yeah. Right there.
And it was a and it was a big spider too. I think my life flashed before my eyes.
You know,
I briefly saw heaven. It was something briefly else.
That was, let me tell you, is that the most time you were? Oh yeah, that takes your question.
Well, okay, so mine is, when was the last time you got hurt?
Ooh, actually,
either physically or emotionally.
Let's just stay physical. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. As if, you guys, I'm a still heart, like, killer. Like, nothing hurts me. Anyways. I'm kidding. But what happened? Laugh the pain away, you guys.
Right. That's what we do as Gen Z.
That's right. Anyways. I think I was walking down the hallway and I was wearing my mom high rise flip flops. You know, those little really high foamy flip flops.
Yeah.
And my dog walked right, like he pushed past me. And I did an ankle breaker. I mean, my ankles aren't broke, but you know, definitely hurt. And then I hit his little dog bowl. And then it was just like, yeah, it was no fun. Yeah.
I think for me, I don't know. Cause like, again, it's gonna sound so weird. It's gonna sound so weird for you guys, cause like, when you listen to this, but like, see, for me, like, I think mine was, I was like walking around like the mall with my friends, and then all of a sudden, like my big toe on my left foot really started hurting, and I was like, okay, and it's like just starting to sort of feel better, but I feel like I'm kind of like had a minor like sprain to my toe. I don't know how it happened, but like if I like flex it the wrong way, it kind of hurt. And I was like, okay, whatever. But now it's like kind of starting to feel better. I don't know. It was weird because like it wasn't like a moment where I stopped and I was like, ow, that really hurt.
It's
was
just like a,
it was literally sore. Just like out of nowhere. So I don't know if it was like a stress fracture or something.
That's
I have no
interesting.
Clue.
Interesting. Just like imagine going to the like, not God forbid, but like you're. What's the problem? My big toe. It just stiff on me.
It just started hurting. It literally, you know? It literally was just like that.
Yeah, it happens that way. But hey, it really does happen. Okay, so when is the last time you lost money?
Like, what do you mean lost money?
However, like, maybe you had money in your pants and then it was washed away. Or, I don't know, maybe you opened your wallet, the window was open, money flew out. Or maybe you're just not as unlucky as me. I don't know, me.
What? Ooh.
I thought it was common, but.
I don't really know. I think... I really don't know. I mean, did I lose money to a bet or something?
That too. That works.
I don't know it. I haven't been betting a lot lately.
You guys,
because I'm not a gambler.
See that? She just, you know why she hasn't never lost money, you guys? Because she doesn't take any L's.
Oh! I thought that you were gonna roast me for a second, but okay.
Oh no, I don't do that. I build you up. I never.
Okay. That's a lie, but okay.
don't do that to me. Look, you guys. She does the same. She's not innocent.
I really don't know the last time because I really haven't been, like, I've been spending a lot of money lately, but it's not been, like, something where it's like, oh, I can't find, like, this, like, I can't find my cash. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
The last time
I really don't know.
I think it's probably, like, what?
Today.
No, actually not today. Thank you. Not today. 2 months ago. Anyway.
Oh, okay, good. No, that's good. That's good.
You know, it was, I think, how did I lose it? I lost the whole wallet and I lost other things in there, but let y'all know because I don't want my identity to be stolen. Ooh, oops. Anyways. So But yeah, I lost it. It was like a good $20 in there. But whoever got that, I hope they're happy. You
know? I mean, hey. Hey.
You know? If you ever, if the person's ever listening, I still want the $20 back, by the way. But, you know, I'm not.
She's like, you owe me. Okay. When was the last time you felt on top of the world?
Ooh. Why do you have to always do this? You always have to have the deep questions. It's like, you know, you're just having fun.
That's
just
a good one.
It is a good one. When's the last time? When I got accepted to the college I wanted.
Oh, that's love when that. I fell
on top of the world. Holy smokes, I did it. Yes. Yes,
ma'am. Oh, that's so nice. I love that.
What about you?
Ooh, mine? I mean, oh God, I'm trying to think. Last time I felt on top of the world, probably, not going to lie, my graduation speech.
As you should.
I was so nervous. But, honestly, like, once, like, the pre, like, little jittery minute went away, and I was like, I've got 3,000 people listening to what I have to say.
And you know what, say it.
This is kind of cool. Like,
right.
When am I going to have the opportunity again to command a room this big and have everyone be quiet and listen to what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Like,
yes, I was like, it, like, when I, like, the first, like, two sentences, I was like, okay, like, you could kind of hear it in my voice, but now I'm like, okay, yeah, this is awesome. It. This is cool. I get why people like doing this.
Yes. So, as you should. Okay, when's the last time you put your life on the line?
And you accuse me of going dark? deep?
Hey, look, man. I mean, if
my life on the line.
Just for going there. Why not? You know?
Ooh. This is so tough because, I mean, I'm generally pretty cautious when it comes to certain things.
I feel attacked. Okay, carry on.
Oh, no, I'm saying personally myself, I'm feeling pretty cautious. Mm-hmm. The only thing, I think it was like more of like a stupid life on the line situation where my heart was kind of beating it really fast is, I think it was maybe about like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was driving around with one of my friends. We were driving on this, like, it's not really like a highway, but it's not really like an interstate. It's just, it's like a fast road is what I'm going to say. Like, the speed limit's like 55, but you're still in town. Right. So it's not really like a highway. Anyway, I was driving with one of my friends and the stoplight turned yellow and I was still like a little ways away. Mm-hmm. And I honestly probably could have ran through that yellow light because I usually do. Right. But I stopped really fast. And I screeched my tires on the cement. And I had never stopped so hard that my tires screeched before.
Sheesh.
And my friend literally was like, you know, you could have probably ran that. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, that whole screechy moment, you could have just been driving.
I was like, I could have just been driving and I didn't really need to stop. Because I still was like, I was far enough where I was like, I don't know if I can make it. But I was also like close enough where I could have ran that yellow light and still made it.
Right.
But it was stupid, and I was like, now I'm just going to run through all the yellow lights, because, you know.
See, so. The last time, that's funny, because it was when I was driving, when I put my life on the line, and I had the right-of-way, a-hole, if you're listening. Anyways, so what happened? I was with my little sister, and we went to get some groceries for the house, and my mom was like, hey, just go by and grab a few things for me. I said, sure, no problem, we got it. It's just down the road, literally, like, what, 3 minutes, 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was going. And there's like a four-way, so I would just have to take a straight shot. No, actually, was it a straight shot? No, I was turning. That's right. So I was turning left, and I had the green light, and so the other side stopped.
Yeah.
Okay, they stopped. This guy was in the right turning lane in the same area that on the left lane that I was going to turn into. He was in the wrong lane where you're supposed to turn. Mm-mm. And he just kept on going straight. And so everyone stopped but him. And he kept on going. And I had my little sister in the passenger seat. And he kept on going. And then he just, like, he froze. And there was an officer in the next, like, the lane that I was turning into. And he looked like he was about to freak out. He saw me. The guy saw me. And he, like, looked like mentally shut down. So I quickly swerved the car, dodged him, and I, like, put the metal to the pedal to the metal, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I dodged the bullet, and I was so mad. Like, you should have heard me cussing. Anyways, Yeah, I could get the nerd to stop and look at me like I'm crazy. Like,
literally, y'all be a responsible driver. Just so many idiots. Just
drive for them. Drive for them and you, okay? Because people don't think sometimes, obviously.
Literally, just be a good driver. Just literally, just be a good driver. There's already so many idiot drivers out there.
Literally, so. It's crazy. But,
so you. Mine. When was the last time you cried?
Why are you doing this to me? When is the last time I cried?
Jada, I'm so tough, I don't cry.
Exactly. This is a silly question. What was it? When was the last time I cried? When is the last time I cried? I have to think on that. Do you know the last time you cried?
Last time I cried was Sunday. Yeah. Was it Sunday? Yeah. Sunday. You know what?
Pretty recent. Okay.
It was Friday. Okay. Because I was crying because I just had like a momentary breakdown about college, being like, oh my God, I'm so overwhelmed. There's so much stuff I have to do. Yes. And then I was kind of doubting where I was going with my life and like if I could really like do what I want to do. Like if I could really achieve it. Not college, but like what I'm going for, like my major and whatever. And my whole goal, and I was like, can I make this? And so yeah, it was just a momentary. It was a momentary breakdown, but we're cool, you know.
No, every it's now and good. Then I have
breakdowns.
No, that's good. I'm really thinking about the last time I cried. When is the last time I cried? When was the last time I
cried? Oh, it's like Jada, you're stupid. Right now.
No, right. Hold on. I think. What was it? No, I didn't even cry then. Probably last year? No, last year.
Really? Ooh,
last year. I haven't cried so far this month. This year, so far. So far, so good. So
oh my far, God.
So no, I'm serious. I'm thinking.
Because that is some healthy thinking, like positive mindset. Holy cow.
Who said it was positive? Anyways. You know, we all have our different coping mechanisms. I think it was last year, most definitely. Oh, wait. Last year, basically. No, it was not. I remember now. It was before Gina. I moved here. Sorry, I had to get it together. It was like March? January, February, March. Yes, it was March. That's the last time I cried.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The reason why I cried was because I had to say goodbye to somebody. And it was too early. I wasn't supposed to, but that's just how life happened. And then my feelings were hurt because I didn't think I was going to have to say goodbye so soon. So, yeah. So,
I was going to say, girl, you haven't been like.
No. That's it. But other besides that, I have not cried like since last year. That was like, yeah, that was new. It was different. The person's alive and well. They did not die, by the way. Oh, I just, okay. They're good. They're alive. I just can't talk to them anymore.
Oh
yeah, so
dang. Yeah. What's your last question?
Yeah, let's please end this on a high note. Anyways, mm-hmm. When's the last time you did something that made you happy? See, look at that.
Good. Okay, great.
So, for ending on a high note,
last thing that made me really, really happy.
Yes, ma'am. Talking to me, obviously.
Of course. Literally right now as we're recording the podcast. Thanks for watching.
Goodbye.
Yeah, bye. When was the last time I was really, really happy? Like, just really happy?
Yes.
Oh, God. I mean, I do try to find something happy, and I mentioned this in the Good Vibes Only episode, is I do genuinely try to be, like, find something that makes me happy every single day. Nope, you know what? I know what it was.
What was it?
The weekend... said that he, I think this was
2 days ago.
Yes,
I remember it was 2 days ago. Story.
Uh-huh. It's 2 days ago, so it's because it's the beginning of August right now.
Yes, ma'am.
But he was like, "The Dawn is Coming," which is like his new era in his album. But mm-hmm. I found this out at like 12:30, 1 in the morning, and I watched this clip, and it was like the audio background to his like new song that's coming mm-hmm. out. I think it's called like Take Your Breath Away. Mm-hmm. So it's not out yet when we're recording this, but I like literally was like screaming into my pillow, and I probably didn't fall asleep until like 1:30 or 2 because I was so excited. I was like, I want to like just jump around my room and dance, but like my family's sleeping, but I'm like freaking out right now. I can't even like deal with myself. I was so happy.
That's but, good. Yeah. I think the last time I was super happy was when, probably when I had my, because the thing is, while I was with my brother at the time living in adulting. Anyways, my dog came to visit and I took him to the beach. And aww, it was his first time going to the beach. I know I'm in Florida, but a lot of beaches don't allow dogs. And if they do, it's like, depends who's there. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. this time I got the chance to take him, and it was like the best time ever. Just seeing him happy and me being happy. I was like in a good time, a good place in my life. And just my family was there, and just being able just to enjoy nature and just everything go being full circle at the time. That was literally the happiest I was, most definitely.
Well, I'll end it on a high note too. When was the last time you had a perfect day?
I would have to say, when's the last time I had a perfect day? Perfect day. Maybe. Well.
She said, huh.
I think we're still searching for that perfect day, but I think I appreciate it. Like, the closest was probably 2 months ago. I'll give it.
Yeah.
I'll give it. Actually, you know what? Never mind. When I was hanging out with a friend and we went out to the city place, that was the perfect day. And we went to the movies, went to the docks. It was a great overall day. So I don't know when that was. That was like maybe February, maybe.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. That was a good day. That was a whole overall perfect day.
I think my perfect day was when it was late June and I was camping with my dad and his college friends and their kids. Mm-hmm. And we had like perfect weather the entire weekend, like mid to upper 70s, really sunny, a light little breeze. Mm-hmm. But I just remember I just woke up and we all had like a good breakfast kind of around like the smoldering, like little remaining ash coals from the fire from the night before.
Right.
And then I think, you know, we just went swimming and we were like on floaties. And then I sat in a hammock and I was reading underneath the huge willow trees. And I was writing underneath there too, just eating some like raspberries and blackberries. And mm-hmm. I didn't have my phone with me. And it was just this nice light breeze. And at one point I just like laid on the hammock and just was like letting the willow tree like just float over me. And I was like, this is like what heaven is like. I was like, I've never felt more at peace than I am right now. Like, it was just a really good
feeling,
fun overall day. Yeah.
That sounds so wholesome.
Yes.
That was great. So,
thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Pinkies Up. Hopefully you guys were kind of thinking yourself. It's kind of good to keep in tune with yourself, you know? So
most definitely. And always do those little mental check-ins because they're so important. And you know what? Now that I like realized in the last time I cried, I need to cry more, you guys, because
Jen's like, you know what?
Cry. And gotta cry. And you know what? Just take note of the
literally everyone just cry. Let's have a crying party.
It's like a crying session, a pity party. Let's just be like, yes. Whoa, it's me.
I'm yes. gonna cry. Let's all just cry.
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know what, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our episode. Ivan and I really do appreciate it. And we can't wait to see you guys again in our next episode. So on that note, bye you guys.
Bye.